And welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com on the web, Tennessee Star on Facebook. You'll find links to some of the stories that we're talking about. We've talking a lot today about Ralph, some call him racist Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, who in a tortured press conference over the weekend backtracked on his admission that his college medical school yearbook depicted him either in blackface or in a Klan hood, claimed that despite his earlier admission and apology that it wasn't him in the photo, that he did perform in blackface, or at least with black shoe polish on his face, at a dance contest in San Antonio when he was in the military. We don't know if it was on a military installation. We don't know if judges were the military officers on the – we don't know anything about it yet because the media isn't asking questions. But that story continues, and to me, again, the highlight was when he almost did the moonwalk when a reporter asked him if he still knew how to do the moonwalk, and his wife, Pam, said, not appropriate, and wisely prevented him from making an even more disastrous appearance. Bryce Reeves is a state senator from Virginia. He was a candidate for the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor, narrowly lost that race in a three-person race as Jill Vogel went on to lose to Justin Fairfax, who now is apparently under some scrutiny himself as he may be poised to take over the governor's office in Virginia. And Bryce, good to have you with us.
Steve and Michael, great to be with you, and looking for another crazy day down here in the General Assembly.
When I first called you, we've been buddies for a while, when I first called you, it was to talk about this whole infanticide bill and the governor's decision that, yeah, murdering a born baby would somehow be acceptable under certain circumstances, not only up till the moment before birth. We're going to get to that in a few minutes, but first, what is the latest? I mean, I've heard some rumors that Northam's telling some people that he didn't appear in the picture, but he took the picture. No word on this whole military apparently dance contest. What's the latest, and do you think he survives the day?
Well, I know he had an emergency meeting of his cabinet last night, as well as some others that have come to the governor's mansion last night. We had Senate Finance pushed out a bill on taxation, and actually we're functioning as a government. It's a little chaotic. I don't know what's going on. I know he's under tremendous pressure to resign. And, you know, we're going to sit back and wait till the facts come out. I mean, that's the truth is it's going to be pretty hard for him to refute. You know, he can say he's the cameraman, but and he's admitted doing it before. So it's just a pattern behavior. You know, the bigger thing issue, I think, as Republicans we're looking at is who did the Oppo research?
You know. Who missed it?
Both for him and for Ed Gillespie. I mean, Ed Gillespie's guys missed it, but if you believe Ralph Northam, his own preventive opposition research guys missed this, not only in this election, but previous statewide elections.
Yeah, you know, I think we're getting to the point now, though, that it started with Kavanaugh, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and I'm not sure where it's come from or how it's come out or anything else, and then as you mentioned in your previous segment about Justin Fairfax, you know, we're just blown away that Virginia now is at the forefront with all this chaos and confusion and what's going on. And the reality is we have an election this year. We stopped that murder abortion bill by one vote in each chamber, and we're barely hanging on. And I think, if nothing else, it's been a rallying cry for the conservative base here to say, hey, wake up, because we haven't won a statewide election since Bob McDonnell, and we almost lost the House except for a draw out of a bucket last year with the House. So we're hanging on, and if people want to see Virginia go the way as California, it's one vote in each chamber, and I think that's a scarier thing from where I stand.
How is this playing? Again, the infanticide bill up until, you know, dilation, as Delegate Tran was explaining it, and has now tried to, you know, contort her way out of that one, explaining, I didn't really understand the question. No, she understood the question. Her answer was pretty graphic and pretty specific. How is this going to play, again, in Virginia? Off-year elections, you'll have all of the delegates, all the state representatives up for election this year, and half the state Senate. How do you see this playing? I mean, if the African-American vote is suppressed because Northam is still hanging on, that should give Republicans a better chance.
Yeah, it certainly will. The whole Senate's up this year. And the whole House. So it's for all the money. The bigger picture on this thing is, I think your listeners need to understand this in Tennessee as they do in Virginia, is that There's a big play by Holder and Obama to take back state houses so they can control redistricting and eventually take back Congress legitimately, not just on these swings and never get it back. And then that's the bigger, that's the big 30,000 foot play here, is that's what they're trying to do. This threw a monkey wrench in what they're trying to do, because by and large, 75% of Americans, regardless of your Republican, Democrat, or Independent, Marist poll, say there should be some restrictions on abortion. And now we're talking about, you know, killing babies outside the womb. Folks have talked about genocide and all these things. Well, the truth is, when Ralph Northam, that governor, made that statement, he was talking as a doctor and exactly what would happen. And you better believe him the first time. And my wife always says that. When people reveal who they are to you the first time, believe them. He's revealed himself. Now, the other thing that people aren't listening to and don't realize, we defeated that bill by one vote in the Senate. We didn't make a whole lot of hay on it, but there were quite a few senators that signed on to that bill in the Senate as well. We killed it before the House. It's just that Todd Gilbert did some questioning on the bill. This is a boilerplate bill put out by the far left. They've done it in New York, and they passed it, and the governor signed the bill. They tried to swing that here, and we killed it by one vote in each chamber. It's coming to other states, and I think that's the biggest thing we have, is they're trying to do this because they realize that Trump might get another Supreme Court nominee, and we'll control the Supreme Court for the next 25 years. So you know, I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. You know that, Steve. We've talked a lot on these things. They are tactically and operationally going out and executing their plan and their vision for what the United States should be in the future. And I think that's a scary thing.
State Senator Bryce Reeves of Virginia with us this morning on the Tennessee Star Report. Bryce, you're a military guy. How do Republicans play this during this election year, again, using military and tactical terms, to not overreach, to not go a bridge too far, to use this issue of infanticide and late-term abortion, which even pro-choice Democrats and liberals say, yeah, once that baby's viable, once it's healthy, there's no excuse for aborting it. How do you not overplay the hand?
Well, you know, there's this guy, his name was Sun Tzu, and he was a great tactician way back when, and he said this, Steve. He said, when your enemy's making mistakes, don't interrupt. We're going to continue to allow these guys to make mistakes, right? And let them, you know, nothing's better than war on war Democrats, and we're not even having to do anything. So we're going to let this play out and see where it goes. It only helps us. This is an issue, I think, that has finally come to the boiling point and the rallying cry for conservatives. Oftentimes, our evangelicals sit on the sidelines and they don't play for fear that retribution from the IRS and churches and those sort of things. And if you can't get behind saving a young baby's life, then maybe you should second guess your moral compass. And I think that's where we go, is take advantage of what our enemy's doing to itself and play on that.
Bryce, this is Michael Patrick Leahy. How does the impeachment process work in Virginia? How would it come about if it came to the point where Republicans and perhaps Democrats in the General Assembly decided it was time for Governor Northam to go?
You know, he's got to have an impeachable offense. Having something in your background from way back when maybe in that times it was acceptable behavior because the country hasn't changed where they were. So there's nothing we can do.
Let me ask you this, if he lies about it, if that press conference contained lies, and as a result, let's say there's a boycott of Virginia, does that result in an impeachable offense?
I think it'll still be difficult. I think there'd have to be some investigation as this continues. And let me just, Michael Patrick, let me just say this. If Republicans go and dig that up and we get this started, then we're going to be blamed for everything. Because it's already started out there that, you know, Republicans leaked this and this, that, and the other. I think that it'll be kind of a due process thing. And if it's going to be driven that way, it'll be driven by the Democrats. The Senate Black Caucus is furious with Governor Northam. They're absolutely behind wanting to see him leave. And I think right now, with what we face, we've got to let this thing play out a little bit.
Will the Black Caucus go ahead and begin impeachment proceedings?
You know, I haven't made it into the office yet to talk to any of my colleagues. I do have some very close friends that are pretty upset. You know, as time goes on, maybe that anger will quell There were protesters out on the Capitol yesterday. It's just going to be a wait and see. You know, there's one thing that my friends on the left tend to do, and they tend to rally around each other very quickly and coalesce. So I don't know where they are at this point with this new stuff dropping with the lieutenant governor. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. That's a very serious charge or accusation that's being leveled against him. And I certainly feel for his family, and we need to get to the bottom of that as well.
Well, and we still haven't seen the continued investigation into the whole Coon Man nickname that he had at VMI. That seems to underline that this wasn't his first time. You mentioned this this new information related to the lieutenant governor. A woman named Vanessa Tyson, who's a fellow at Stanford University, is a professor at Scripps College, has posted on her Facebook, and is now being shared, that you know, essentially she's accusing the black lieutenant governor of having engaged in kind of Me Too sexual assault. Again, this is just breaking. What's your assessment of how it might play?
You know, I don't know, and I dare not even comment on the validity of this thing. You know, I don't even know. It mentions that the lieutenant governor worked for Kerry back in 2004, so there's certainly some points there. As a former police officer and detective, there's some things that you could look at and go after and start trying to verify that. But I think that's for the law enforcement to look at. If she's going to formally file a complaint against him, then I think that turns into a legal matter, and that's a lot of trouble for him at this point as well.
Yeah, it's been 13 or 14 years since. Bryce Reeves, keep us posted. And again, as you point out, Virginia is a race that people in Tennessee and around the country can impact this year by getting involved in state Senate, state House races, donating to these sorts of races to make sure that Republicans keep or expand their majority in those legislative seats. And keep us posted as we move ahead, and we'll try to encourage people to get involved.
Steve, I appreciate it. And if they're listening, they can go to BryceReeves.com and help us out.
BryceReeves.com on the web. And we'll be back with your calls and comments in just a moment.